Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to get back briefly to the comments by Mark of Sussex, which I appreciated. I don't agree with him. I agree with Gina Beauclair. Mark of Sussex said, quote, something like, what press conference are you looking at? I looked at this thing, and it was a disaster, worst I've ever seen, and so on. I don't agree. You've got to remember something. When Donald Trump was president, he went how many, a year and a half without any press conference at all, maybe longer, because his handlers knew he'd shoot his mouth off. He'd show up, close his mind, open his bowels, and do whatever he wanted. So we're not going to be hearing from the Trump-type people. I'm not saying that Mark of Sussex is. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Our station is open to everybody, and we welcome all points of view. But the truth is that Joe Biden, by even giving one press conference, did more than Donald Trump. Secondly, what I am saying is you give a 20-minute press conference, and then you do 20, maybe minutes, 30 minutes of questions, and you sit down. There are only two people now, three people I've ever known as president who could get up there and talk all day. Because when people keep hammering, you give an answer, then they tweak it this way and that way. They're looking for one little sound bite. Those three people were John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton. And that was it. Nobody else can sit there and give a deposition forever. And then not somewhere along the line, somebody milking a little sound bite out. Joe Biden was magnificent. He's a great president. He's cleaned up a terrible mess. He's done a very good job cleaning up that mess. Good man. Very good man. Very delighted to have supported him right from the get-go. I agree with Gina Beauclair. We're going back to the lines. David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, David?
Good morning. So I just wanted to point out a few things. One, he basically, in that speech yesterday, he gave a green light for Putin and Russia to basically kind of do a partial invasion without any response from us, which is absolutely beyond belief. Number two, when he was talking about inflation in his speech, the thing that really irritates me, it's economics 101. One of the reasons why we're going to have much higher gas prices this year. Obviously, things are rebounding, but he has limited the supply of us being able to get oil. Between knocking off the pipeline on the first day that he was in office with an executive order, along with stopping federal drilling, and people have to realize that this is going to get exponentially worse. And then, because they were a little bit worried, if you remember, Matt, what do? So they asked to tap into the strategic reserve, which was, you're not supposed to do that when you actually did it yourself, when he actually did it himself by doing that. So now, when we do really have a major oil crisis, which could be sooner than later, depending on what happens in the Middle East, I mean, we're in deep trouble. So people are going to be paying, and I've read, I have stuff, investments, and I read what's going online, and they're predicting much more rampant inflation this year that will definitely keep bleeding into the rest of the economy. A person like Luke, who's a young guy, won't be able to afford a house whatsoever. It's just not going to happen. It's a bad, bad situation, and I didn't like what he had to say in that speech. And then I just remember, Matt, really quickly, in the city of New York, Eric Adams took over as mayor, and he has decided to allow 800,000 plus non-citizens to vote for mayor, for council, for alder positions. It's ridiculous. And they're actually, that's starting to catch on in some other areas. And you want to talk about undermining democracy? That's where you undermine it, by allowing people who are not even citizens in the United States, and then destroying the will of the people of all 50 states, of voter ID laws, having any accountability with what's going on and having legalized ballot harvesting, it's ridiculous. I don't think he was elected to stop the crazy. He wasn't elected to transform the company like he's some sort of FDR president.
Well, you've hit a lot of things, David, four or five. I'm so I'm going to hit as many as I can. I'm going to start with Luke. Luke looks extremely prosperous to me. I can see him on the screen. Luke has not missed many meals. I am very confident Luke will be able to find shelter. Luke, by the way, is also the co-host of Dueling Tangents, Luke and Brian. And he may address this later. But Luke, are you able to find shelter, Luke?
I am. I just bought a house, actually. So, sorry, David, but I would appreciate you not using me as a talking point there. And it's important to note that, I'm sorry, Matt, but I'm going to throw a little shade on you and David here. It's not my generation that destroyed the housing market several times over for people like me to be able to buy homes. But also, I know that it's not necessarily, I don't know what market evaluations you're looking at, David, but European oil markets are valuing, European oil companies are noting themselves that their profit margins are going to be going down and that they have less and less value in the oil supplies that they have because the global economy is having less and less emphasis on oil and that type of energy. So it's not Biden and tapping into a strategic supply of oil that is really causing that problem. It is economic forces as a whole. We are moving to renewables, and the fact that you're trying to blame this all up on Biden, I really don't understand, but that's what I got to say on David from MacOne's comments.
Here's the thing. The lines are lighting up, and we're going to get to as many people as we can, and then afterwards we'll do it after the break. But with David of MacOne, a couple of things. And I'll call it when I agree with it and call it when I don't agree with it. His statement about Putin and Ukraine, I did not like what he said, maybe a little incursion. That was clarified. Jen Psaki came out and said, if a single Russian soldier steps foot in Ukraine, and by the way, they're already there, they just have fake uniforms on, we will take these various sanctions. I don't think that anybody looked at that and came away thinking that somehow that's a green light. Secondly, there are 600 million barrels in the oil reserve. And what he did was he tapped 30 million of them, which get replenished. The truth of the matter is he's doing great on the economy. The S&P was up 26.7% last year. We have full employment. Employment figures are the best since 1969. And when you say inflation is because of fuel, inflation creeps up every now and again, and then it comes down. It's on its way down. So you said a lot of other things, and we don't have a ton of time coming up on the break. But I will tell you this, that that press conference that he gave, he made some very good points throughout it. Very good points throughout it. To fault him or to attack him on what they're doing in New York on 800,000 non-citizens voting, I do not agree with their decision to do that. I think that a court may overturn that. It should not spread. I agree that only citizens should vote. Having said that, that's not on Joe Biden. That's not on Joe Biden. It's not even on Eric Adams. It was on the Common Council there who are being pressured by immigrants out in the boroughs. There are a number of other people on the line. We got to go to a break. Don't hang up. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Hold me, love.